Chapter 4. Alien's Purpose. The tree line broke, spilling them out onto the back end of Windbreak. The familiar sight of clapboard houses, the distant glint of the lake, the soft glow of streetlights, it all made the woman walking beside him seem even more like a hallucination. Under the amber sodium light, she was flawless. Her skin seemed to glow, and the crimson shimmer in her right eye stopped shining. "Excuse me," George began, his voice crackling. "I just gotta ask."
"Yes, George Fields?"
She turned her full attention on him. "What planet are you from?"
"A faraway one. You have never heard of it."
She cut it like with a razor. "And what are you doing here?" He had no idea what could an alien do here in Windbreak, of all places.
"Studying."
"What?" She didn't break stride, but her voice dropped into a confidential, intimate register.
"The human male body. Specifically, the precise neurological and sensory conditions required to achieve its absolute peak state of pleasure."
George blinked. "The what?"
"Oh, it's quite fascinating,"
she burped, her zeal not just scientific but reverent.
"I'm compiling a database of optimal stimuli. The ultimate goal is to orchestrate a synaptic cascade so profound it triggers a systemic overload. A full system terminal orgasm."
His mouth went desert dry. What?
"Imagine,"
she said, her voice a hypnotic whisper.
"An eruption of pleasure so total, it simply deletes the mind. A blissful white noise void where nothing exists but the feeling itself. It's a sensory tsunami that forces the body to surrender everything it has. I want to discover if it's possible to coax a man's nervous system to such a precipice that his very biology fails and the pleasure becomes too immense to be contained and he's quite literally overwhelmed by his own climax. It would be the most beautiful biomechanical failure imaginable."
She leaned closer, her scent of ozone and warm metal filling his nostrils.
"And when I say terminal,"
she clarified, her luscious lips almost brushing his ear,
"I don't mean lethal. I would never harm my subject. I only mean final, definitive. The kind of pleasure that becomes a new benchmark for your entire existence. A memory your body will crave for eternity."
George stopped walking. His brain had short-circuited. His pants were now a prison of his own making, painfully tight. His heart wasn't just beating like a scared canary. It was mashing against his ribs like a scared monkey.
"There is one significant obstacle, however,"
she added, a sign of genuine professional frustration that was somehow more intimate than a touch.
What?
He croaked.
"I lack the proper test subjects."
Test subjects?
"Oh, yes. For the data to be pure, I require human males. Youthful, responsive, to establish a true baseline. Untouched males are particularly ideal. Their neural pathways are so pristine, uncluttered. Especially those whose attraction to me is so potent it bypasses all rational thought."
She delivered this with a slow, appreciative gaze that traveled the length of his body as if already collecting preliminary data. She looked directly at him, her dual eyes holding his. One, a deep ocean of promise. The other, a laser of intent.
"You wouldn't happen to know of anyone who fits that particular precise profile, would you?"
The world swam around him.
"I would find it profoundly
satisfying.
She mused, her voice dropping to a husky, confidential tone,
to guide a subject to that very edge, to feel every muscle tighten, every nerve sing in unison, and then to witness the moment of total, exquisite surrender, to document the complete and utter depletion, and then more.
Her head cocked at him.
Something's wrong, George Fields. You look flushed.
He couldn't speak. He could only point a trembling finger down the street towards his apartment building.
Oh, Alien said, her smile returning. Your home is this way. Excellent.